is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box, everybody, on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, in the McBride & Son Home Studios. It's me, Randy Molman, alongside Joe Pott.
Nothing like a little foreigner coming back.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I'm okay with that.
Right.
We should have let that breathe for a little
while.
Just sit back. Another one of our royal sponsors here in the Hollywood Casino Press Box, Rankin Jordan. Innovative leaders in physical medicine and rehabilitation. That's Rankin Jordan, a great sponsor here in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. And joining us now on the Winning Streak listener line, joining his own show is Frank Cusimano from Jupiter. Good morning, Frank.
Randy and Joe, great to be with you today. How are you?
Frank, we apologize for sullying the reputation of the, of the press box this morning.
I'm sure it's gone nothing but up with you two hosting.
Well, we have already gotten calls from regulars wondering how far down the barrel they went to get us to sit in.
Where in the phone chain we lied.
Well, some of those callers and texters can be very witty and nasty, but in general, they're great people who just like to poke fun at whoever is hosting this program.
They really are. They're loyal, very, very loyal. Joe and I, before we get into what's happening down in Jupiter, Joe and I were just reminiscing about how we were connected to you years and years ago. I was an intern at KSDK in 1992, and I used to take your calls all the time when you would call in from Kentucky and work with Andy Moeller and Trey and Malcolm and Mike. So I kind of remember you from when you were working your way to St. Louis at that time, and I know Joe interned for you, I think.
Yeah, I was the pest that never stopped pestering.
Hey,
to try to get that job.
That's called persistence.
And it worked.
My theory was that if you keep knocking on that door enough, it's gonna eventually bust open. And I would do these stories from all over the country. In the southeast part of the country, I was working in Lexington, and I would drive to Tuscaloosa in a Pontiac Fiero, and that was a real feat. to do a story on Gene Stallings, and I'd go back and edit it at midnight and then send it up to Mike Bush, or I'd go to Knoxville, Tennessee, or I'd go to any area in the southeast part of the country. I would drive my own car, hire a freelance photographer, and then edit the story at midnight and then send it up, and then it would air on Sports Plus. The general manager never liked me, and then the general manager got fired, and I felt really terrible about that. And I can still remember that phone call. It was the best single phone call I ever got in my life when Mike Bush said, you know, pack your bags, you're coming home.
Frank, that Gene Stallings story, I interviewed Andy Moeller on my show Friday morning. I do the Mole Hole here on Friday mornings, 5 to 7, and I interviewed Andy about the KSDK special that just aired and the article he wrote for KSDK.com, and we talked about back in the day, my internship, and I kind of reminded him that I remember you calling in when I was an intern and I would talk to you. And Andy shared that exact same Gene Stallings story, talking about your persistence and your consistent persistence to get where you wanted to go and look where you are today. And so that was a great message that he and I shared on my show Friday morning.
Yeah, and let's not minimize the fact that I did bribe everybody with food, pasta, from T-Malls, and that was the real reason I got the job. I fed the staff extremely well at all times.
Hey, you use what you have. That's
right.
Yeah. Resource.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, so let's get to business. You're down in Jupiter now. You flew in this morning, correct? And landed in Jupiter? Is that... we lost Frank? All right, we'll get Frank back here in a second. We'll talk to Frank here in a second about what he's feeling in Jupiter. I wonder how many people in red cardinal polos are getting ready to jump in the ocean after the Alex Reyes news. We'll see if he saw anybody on his way from the airport to the complex.
Maybe you talked somebody off a ledge.
He could have. The message that we were just talking about in talking to Frank, the persistence, the desire to get where you want to go, to have that vision.
That's how that's how I got my first internship. Bugging the program directors and assistants who were then at KFNS.
I mean, that's true with anything in life, right? Frank joins us now back on the Winning Streak listener line. Sorry about that, Frank.
I think that was my bad.
All right, so we wanted to ask you, on your way from the airport this morning to the complex, how many people in Cardinal polos did you have to talk off the ledge?
Well, it is kind of gloom and doom. I haven't really seen that many yet. They start showing up a little bit later in the afternoon. But, I think, here's the thing. Is the only way the Cardinals were going to beat the Cubs is to out-pitch them. It's that theory we've been discussing, alternative programming. You're not going to out-hit them, not with their first baseman and their third baseman and Kyle Schwarber in the outfield and that middle infield. But there's a theory, and there's a, I think you could make a case that if you had Reyes out there for 170 innings this year, that you could out-pitch them. And now you probably can't. I am excited about the trio that could replace him, because you could make a case for one of these guys being special. I mean, let's face it, at one time, Michael Wacha had as much upside as Alex Reyes. The problem is, it's been a long time, and that scapular injury is so mysterious, you just don't know. You could make a case for Trevor Rosenthal's arm being as gifted as, Alex Reyes's. However, Trevor Rosenthal has never been a starter, and he's battling lingering injuries. And you could also make a case for Luke Weaver having as distinguished of a minor league career as Reyes had. The problem is, when we saw him this year, he gave up a home run almost every time he pitched. So no matter how you slice it, even if you're related to Matheny, Mozeliak, or DeWitt, this is a really down day for the organization.
We had mentioned on the show earlier the chance that Trevor Rosenthal might now have to make a case for doing what he's wanted to do for several years, and that's compete for a spot in the rotation. Do you think that chance is going to be legitimate?
I do. And, look, I've interviewed him every spring training for the last 3 or 4 years, and every spring training, he's let it be known. I remember a couple of years ago, he couldn't have been more blatant about it, just saying, I'm a starter. I want to be a starter. The problem was, the guy was amassing 93 saves over a 2-year period and looked like he was out of central casting to be a closer in the big league. And they desperately needed a closer when Jason Mott's career went south. But I'm not counting him out. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch Trevor Rosenthal this spring actually getting a chance to get stretched out.
And in reality, all three of these guys now have tremendous opportunity and great motivation, don't they?
Oh, they really do. I'm not sure they're disappointed for their teammates, but this was a chance they didn't think they were going to have. And believe me, when they were talking about Michael Wacha actually in the rotation and Reyes out of it, I never bought that for a moment. I mean, look, I know it's important to have seventh inning and eighth inning weapons, but nobody in the world is ever going to tell me that being a seventh inning guy three times a week is more important than being one of the five starting pitchers who will give you 175 innings. So I always thought if Reyes, was healthy, that he was going to be in the rotation, and Wacha would have to move into that hybrid reliever spot.
Frank Cusumano joining his own show, the Hollywood Press Box, on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. He is down in Jupiter, got there this morning. Frank, we've talked ad nauseum in the offseason. We've talked about it the last several weeks. I'm sure you've mentioned it several times on your show. But now that Joe and I are sitting here, we brought it up too. I feel like if our manager gets out of Colton Wong's head and just lets him play every day, I'd really like to see how that goes. Do you think that's realistically going to happen this year?
This is what I like more about Wong heading into this year, is that Jose Oquindo has been with him for a long time. I mean, he's been down here about 3 weeks. I like the Oquindo-Wong relationship. you know, to begin the season. Now, granted, when the season starts, Jose stays down here and Colton comes to St. Louis. I don't know if John Mozeliak has given, you know, Mike Matheny, you know, like an ultimatum, like, hey, you play this kid. But I do think the approach is going to be much different. That they got to tell him, Colton, if you go 0-for-4, you know, for two straight games and strike out three times, that's okay. You're going to be out there again. Now, in Matheny's defense, Colton really went south, and you had Jed Jerko hitting 30 home runs and limited at-bats. But I know, you know, with everything out of John Mozeliak's mouth from the time the season ended to right now, we have to be more athletic. We have to be faster. We have to be more defensive. It would certainly give you the impression that Mike Matheny knows he's got to play the kid.
I liken the mental part of the game with Colton Wong to Randall Grichuk. They're not the same player, obviously, but I think from a mental standpoint, from a keeping those guys engaged and excited and ready to play every day, those are two guys I feel like you just have to get out of their head and let them play. And so I after Matheny did that with Grichuk last year, he took off the last 6 weeks. And I hope to see a resurgence similar with Colton Wong.
Yeah, the similarities are right there. I mean, they're absolutely right there. And I think, you know, you are who you are. Not saying that Randall Grichuk is not going to get any better. But if at the end of the season, Randall Grichuk has the number 575 next to his name in terms of at-bat, I think you're also going to see next to his name 28, 29 home runs and maybe 80 RBIs, and he's going to be an above-average left fielder. So, hey, you may have to live with a lot of strikeouts. You may have to live with a 255 to 265 average. But, boy, that's a lot of power. There's not many guys hitting that many home runs like that anymore.
And not only above-average left fielder, but well above what the option was in left field last season.
You're right. And that's something that hasn't been discussed enough, that you have Prescott, who's way above average and right. You have Dexter Fowler, who's coming off a terrific defensive season last year. I'm not saying, you know, he's Jim Edmonds in his prime. And then you have, you know, a huge improvement in left field with Randall Grichuk over Matt Holliday.
Frank, you mentioned Stephen Piscotty. I am of the belief, and I said this last year, looking at his demeanor, the way he approaches the game, the way he plays right field, that cannon for an arm, and his approach at the plate and the ability to drive in runs with runners in scoring position. But because he's so unassuming and he's not flashy, I think people overlook the fact that this is a star. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and you know, I think with Scotty, I'm not sure because of, you know, his high IQ and his Stanford degree, but he just has a way at a really young age of slowing the game down and just, you know, and just kind of not making the moment too big. And boy, I think, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to be looking at a guy, we're going to be saying, boy, this is one of the best right fielders the Cardinals have had. You know, his right arm, no one discusses it enough, but God, it's a rocket.
Yep.
And he'll hit. You know what he always used to say is, he told me like last year at spring training, is, I really don't care about my numbers, like the overall numbers. I care what I'm doing to help a team win a game. And in the end, those numbers are pretty good because he has that type of philosophy.
Absolutely. Frank Cusumano joining us here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Hey, we're on the Winning Streak listener line. And Frank, I wanted to ask you, of course, you're down there. I'm sure that you've lined up some stories, some pieces you're going to be doing while you're down in Jupiter. One, how long will you be there? And two, any nuggets you can share for people to kind of keep an eye on either on KSDK or for KFNS here?
Well, you know, obviously today is all going to be about Reyes, but we're real excited, you know, about some of these, you know, these younger players. And hold on just 1 second. I'm going through a booth here. I'm sorry. I don't have a ticket. This is live radio here, guys.
Live radio.
Don't they know who this is?
Yeah,
Frank?
Don't they
What's
know who you
on?
Are?
I'm no pass. This is a rental car, sir. Okay. Can I go through? Thank you.
I hope Frank makes it through.
Yeah, I feel like I'm like Mickey. You ever hear that? You know, YouTube Mickey Rivers going through a toll booth. There's a classic one. I think he even says, "Do you know who I am?" It wouldn't do any good for me because nobody knows who I am. Not even my family. So, all right. So, what I like to do is I like to go to the backfields and find that. You know, I've talked to some of the Cardinal executives and find out who they think is going to be here in a couple of years. And go out there and see Willie McGee, who always works with the minor leaguers, the guys that don't have the glitzy reputation. But go out there and watch Willie McGee coach some of these kids and maybe find that diamond in the rough. And then a couple of years from now, pull that tape out. Hey, remember when this guy was 21 years old and nobody knew who he was? Well, now he's going to be the starting, third baseman for the Cardinals. Now, I haven't really come up with those names yet, but I'm going to speak with some Cardinal scouts a little bit later today and come up with that. And then there's, the obvious stories, Matt Adams and his physique. Will he get the number of at-bats that will allow him to, make a real name for himself and maybe move Matt Carpenter to third base? A lot of people still think that's a possibility. I think Johnny Peralta, though, in a walk year of a contract, I haven't seen him yet, is going to come in great shape. So there's so many evolving stories, and we're really excited about it.
Frank Cusumano joining us here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. He's down in Jupiter for how long did you say? How long are you going to be there?
We're going to be down here till Sunday morning. So we'll be down here about 4 or 5 days, and we're really excited about that. Guys, I'm going to get to a couple of interviews here, but before I go,
yes.
I do want to tell you about one of our most loyal sponsors. It's Quantum Vision Centers. It doesn't matter who you are. If you live long enough, you're at risk for cataracts. Quantum Vision Centers were the first to perform bladeless laser-assisted cataract surgery. They've performed over 15,000 cataract procedures a year. I've been there. I've sent my son there. I've sent my best friends there. I've sent Channel 5 employees there. So if you have any type of eye need, I want you to schedule an evaluation. They're one of the big reasons we are on the air at KFNS. 314-797-7384. 314-797-7384. Or visit illinoiseye.com/Frank. Quantum Vision Centers, they put lives in focus. Guys, great to be with you today. And let's definitely talk tomorrow during the program.
All right, Frank, we'll try to hold the fort down for you.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right. That's Frank Cusumano, the great Frank Cusumano, joining his own show, the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. I feel like people don't really know. They could see it. He's got the passion, right, for this industry, and he does such a great job. But you and I just kind of talking to him at the beginning of that interview about his persistence and work ethic. I don't think people fully understand how committed he is to this profession.
Well, and you and I were talking before going on the air. Both of us are products of the very fine Parkway North High School.
That's
he
right.
was there last night, or at least he had a story on Channel 5 last night about a very talented guard they have on the women's basketball team at Parkway North. So, this is the kind of thing that he, and it's not that, yes, you have to go do this. It's, I want to go do this. And I want to find, just like he was talking about going to those backfields and seeing the minor leaguers. I think he takes as much pride in going to the gyms and going to find, those diamonds in the rough that are right here in our own hometown. I remember a story a few years ago. This will be good for you as well. Drew Hanlon, when
he was
at Webster Groves and talking about, here's this guy. Take a look. Watch for this guy to be a big name. And he goes on to star, interestingly enough, at Belmont, now an OVC member.
Right.
And now he's training some of the
He's one of the premier NBA
skills trainers, exactly.
In the world right now.
Yep.
And he's his company's called Pure Sweat. He's killing it.
But I recall a story that Frank Cusumano did on Drew Hanlon and how he was a gym rat and he would come in at 5 in the morning and
He had a key.
He had a key to the gym.
He would unlock the doors.
I remember seeing that.
So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll do a brief final segment here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We're late for this break on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.